At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
WEEI Afternoons back here at training camp down in Foxborough. Joining us today is Jack Gibbons, Patriots first-year linebacker. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when Mike Vrabel comes here, you obviously played for him in Tennessee. Was it just natural, like that's a place I'd be interested in going to stay with him, play with him again?
Yeah, definitely. It was exciting to get back with Vrabes and all this staff. Most of the defensive staff was with us in Tennessee, some of the offensive coaches. So it's just very familiar. And it felt like a good fit because I know that what they're looking for is kind of what I try to pride myself on. And as far as like just playing hard, playing with great technique, running to the ball, being a versatile player, like those are things that I like to pride myself on, and that's what they're looking for. So I felt like it was a good fit.
So you were a young player who kind of worked his way up in Tennessee under Vrabel. Does it feel good that you do that there and then he wants to bring you to a place where he's establishing a new defense culture team that he wanted you on that team?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely tried to be a part of the culture that we had down there, be someone that was driving it forward. And it feels good to be able to come and try to do that here. Kind of, there's a lot of great guys here. They had a great culture here before, but we're trying to do things a little bit different. So definitely trying to show guys the ropes of how we're trying to do it under him. And kind of go from there.
What is a Mike Vrabel culture on defense? What's that all about?
I mean, it's all about effort and finish, I would say, is the number one thing. That's our team, first team key as far as a team, offense, defense, special teams. That's what we're talking about, is playing hard and playing for the guy next to you. And then after that, it's details, technique, fundamentals, and then just being smart, instinctive football players. I feel like those are kind of the three main.
So I was doing a little research on you, as we all do before we do interviews, and Dr. Gibby is your nickname. What's that all about?
Yeah, Vrabes likes guys to be prepared, and so he's not afraid to quiz people in front of the team, ask questions about the install, about their teammates, about anything. And so my rookie year, pretty early on, he's quizzing guys, and I answered a few questions right, and he just started calling me Dr. Gibby. I guess thought I was smart, and so trying to keep him thinking that I'm smart and hang on to that nickname as long as I can, I guess.
What are you, obviously smart, it's hard work, but what do you bring sort of physically to a defense? What's your style of play? How would you describe your style of play to a Patriots fan?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a very instinctive player, versatile player, can do a lot of different things. I play multiple positions, and then just going to be a guy who's always prepared, helping out the guys next to me, but also knowing the ins and outs of the defense so I can play fast and physical, and just going to run to the ball and play as physical as I can.
We keep hearing violence about this defense, that it wants to be violent. The D-linemen want to be violent. Does that fit into your style of play? Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's what, I mean, it's kind of the same thing we were talking about in Tennessee. We want to, speed and violence. That's what we're looking for, and so that's definitely two things that I think if you play defense, you have to try to pride yourself on no matter what.
How does that play in training camp, first day of pads? Was it violent out there? It seemed like it was sort of a controlled atmosphere, you guys' first chance to get in pads.
Yeah, I think a lot of times first day, everybody's kind of amped up, kind of throwing their stuff around a little too much and can't. We're not playing with as much technique. I don't know, we got to go back and watch the film, but definitely want to be violent in everything that we do, first day to the last day. I mean, every time we touch the grass, we're trying to do that for sure.
I heard you talking in your press conference about the linebacker room, smart, some veterans. Robert Spillane's here with you as a newcomer. Jelani Tavai is a holdover. What's the dynamic in that room like right now?
Yeah, I was just saying earlier, we got a lot of veteran guys that have played a lot of football, a lot of guys that have started games, played in different systems, different places. And so it's been really cool to see just kind of everybody coming together, buying into this new system, but also being able to bounce ideas off each other, talk about how they did it somewhere else, different techniques, different ways to see the game that guys have, because everybody's got different perspectives right now. So I really love the dynamic we have in our room. It's a lot of smart guys that are buying in, but also can bring a lot to the table as far as different ideas.
So I'm a soft media member, so I've been complaining about like some belly sweat sitting up here watching you guys. How's the weather been so far?
I mean, we've had beautiful days so far. Last week, every day was nice, except for the walkthrough day was hot, but that's all right. A little warm out here today, but that's okay. I feel like I kind of like that when we get into the pads. Wanted to make it as hard as possible, make the practice hard so games can be a little easier for sure.
When do the dog days settle in? Obviously, today's first day in pads, so you get a little extra juice. When does it become monotonous or start to be a little grind?
I mean, it can get that way doing the same thing every day, but try to attack every day with enthusiasm and not let that happen. I think that's when you gotta have relationships outside of football. As far as in your room, you gotta get to know each other on a personal level so you can kind of build each other up, make each other laugh a little bit, kind of get yourself through that kind of
thing. How do you guys do that? I mean, we made a big deal about Drake May brings the receivers down to Charlotte, they throw a little bit. And we've seen all these tight end you and all these things popping up. But as a defense, as a group of linebackers, do you guys go out to dinner? How do you kind of build that off-field rapport?
Yeah, definitely like go out to dinner, go to the movies. Some guys play like pickleball and stuff. But even just hanging out in the building, eating meals together in the cafeteria, joking around before meetings in the meeting room, in the locker room, that type of stuff is invaluable for sure. You can build a bond here at the building when we're not out there on the field. So.
Are you a pickleball player?
I play a little bit, but not too much.
Who's the best? Who is?
I haven't played, but I heard Jelani is the best.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Really? Okay, yeah, that's Dr. Gibby, Jack Gibbons, new first-year Patriots linebacker, also part-time pickleball player here on WEEI Afternoons. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.